This is Phil Farron. I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is episode 604. 604. On our way to 2000. All is well. It's been a good week. I actually worked from home 3 days this week out of my 4-day week. I was planning to walk with a friend this morning, but he didn't see my text message, and we walk on the fourth Thursday of the month, and because the first was on a Thursday, people have been getting caught by surprise on all my schedules, because it's like, wait, is it already So he wasn't expecting it to be this week, because it feels like the third week of October, which it is, but it's actually the fourth Thursday. We've moved forward possibly to next week, and so it'll be fine. So I didn't actually come in today, but I needed to come in, help set up video for Sunday, so I've done that as much as I am able. And I'm heading back home from church, so there's a little short drive, but that's never stopped me from blathering on and on. So I would imagine I will continue to blather on and on for at least the 20 minutes that would be the normal ride home. Work is fine. We're puttering along. We may have had a big rock fall out of the sky. Oh, this happens. This happens when you're working in IT. Somebody decides higher up that something is really important, and sometimes it just screeches everything to a halt, depending on how important it is. So I got wind of something falling from the sky this afternoon, and we'll just chase it back up the line and say, how important is this? Because anything can be done. It just takes time, money, processing power, and memory. And you know what? It all bills the same, and I all get paid the same. So I just have people that set my priorities. And if you want me to work on that, we'll work on that. That was the development late this afternoon. But you know what? We'll get that all worked out on Monday. It will just be fine. Because all is well. All is well. It's good. All is well. I am about to get happy, because as soon as I get home, I get something to eat after I do the podcast. Oh, I did have a buddy that I had breakfast with last Saturday? Maybe, yeah. Yeah, last Saturday. He was finishing up on it was Saturday before last, because it was the third Saturday. Because tomorrow feels like the third Saturday, but it's actually the fourth Saturday. It's so weird. Speaking of which, I gotta look that up. Who am I having breakfast with?
I'm good.
All of a sudden, I couldn't remember who I was having breakfast with tomorrow, but it's a buddy I haven't gotten together with forever, so it's going to be really nice to see him again. We've been trying, but he's just been going and going. So tomorrow, I get to see my friend James. Yay! Work has been going fine. I'm a little behind on some of the projects where I'd like to be, but that's okay. We're going to get it. There's still no crisis point yet, so that's well. The writing is going fine. I'm on target this week, and in a good area. I know where I'm going for the next chapter or two. I know exactly where I'm going. I kind of know where I'm going after that, but things will develop. It'll be fine. This book is called The Herd, Windfall, The Herd. It is book 14. Book 14 out of 24. So we're on the downhill slope. All I got to do is write this book and 10 more and I'm done. So that's good. Costumes are going fine. We did The Sweetest Day last week. I think I probably mentioned it on the podcast. And I had a pink and white candy cane outfit. And by candy cane outfit, I mean The outfit turned me into a giant pink and white candy cane. The jumpsuit, you know, with huge diagonal stripes on it. And then there was a headdress that went on it that had a big curl of a candy cane on it. I had made myself a little apron just for a little bit of modesty. Because obviously it was a female costume, but yeah. And I had made a little apron that said "the sweetest day" on it. I think one of the funniest things about it was that I'm in this mask trying to say "the sweetest day," and people are like, "What? It's the sweetest day. The Swedish day? No, no, it's the sweetest day," because I'm not supposed to take my mask down. And so one guy was, I couldn't communicate, and I said, "Well, you can look down below on the apron and read it if you want to." He went, "No, man, I'm not doing it." He was laughing, I was laughing. So it was fun. It was fun. It was good. You know, I told a buddy about this, but it's just, it makes me so happy, because part of the reason I started all of this was that in my examination of the base subsystems of our lives, in my systems analysis of that over the last 5 to 6 years, I quickly came to a conclusion that I was not helping anything by cold opening to young women. I used to have a policy, it didn't matter who I passed in Walmart, I would cold open. "Hi, how are you today?" I mean, just, you know, that's it, I'm gone. I'm not trying to, you know. And in analyzing, doing a systems analysis, I quickly realized, okay, that's not good, because all I'm doing is raising anxiety levels. That's all I'm doing. And the fact that someone was friendly and said hello did not hold any kind of benefit, or at least not sufficient benefit to outweigh the spike in anxiety when someone just starts talking to a young woman. So I had just made a policy of, when it came to young women, I would treat them as if they didn't exist, if I didn't know them, which I didn't like that at all. That seemed very dehumanizing. That didn't seem like, you know, that was bad. And then I started playing around with just wearing socks and rolling up my pants, and, you know, that kind of turned into t-shirts and socks. And I found that gave me a little bit of an opening, because then if someone was so inclined to be interested in having a conversation with someone, I would get, "Hey, I like your socks." And I'd say, "Oh, thanks." And I'd normally say, "Well, they go with the t-shirt." And then they'd look at the t-shirt, and then we'd laugh, and I'd say, "Have a nice day," and we'd go on. So at least connection. There was a way to make a connection. So with the costumes, it actually exists at a whole different level now, which is really fun. So Saturday, I was out and out with a friend having breakfast. He loves the costumes because he loves to watch people and love all that kind of stuff. We're done. I'm off at his motorbike, his bike that he had, because he rode his bike in. And so I'm standing there by him, I've got my hat off. I was carrying a paisley pig too, as well, a pink paisley pig. I got the pig laid down as well, and we're just finishing up talking, blah blah blah. And out of the corner of my eye, I see someone heading towards me, a young woman. I see her heading towards me, bustling towards me. And I'm thinking, oh, well, she's just coming across the street. She's just going to grab the sidewalk, go around. So I don't look at her. I don't greet her, because still, the anxiety spike, you know, is not worth doing. And I have a policy that I will let people make the cold open with me. I will let young women make the cold open with me. Even, I mean, up to about age 35, if I think there's any chance, I just don't cold open. She bustled right up to me. I mean, right up to me. Really excited. "Can I get a picture?" "Sure." "Oh, my mom will just love this. Can we?" I said, "Sure." I said, "Let me get my hat back on." So, you know, I take the little headdress thing and I'm picking it on. She said, "I'll take the pig," because people loved the paisley pig. They just loved the paisley pig. "So I'll take the pig." "Okay." So, and she said, "I want a close picture." "Okay." So, I mean, she tucks in. We were both wearing masks. She tucks in right beside me. And then you have the next decision, because now you're trying to decide, am I going to put my arm around her? Am I not going to put my arm around her? She reaches out and she just grabs my waist and pulls me into her. So I'm like, okay, we're doing the arm hug. So I put my arm around her shoulder, of course. Kept up. We did the you know, picture, and my buddy took a couple of pictures, and she said, thank you. My mom will love this so much. I said, well, have a wonderful day. Happy sweetest day. She said, happy sweetest day. And then she bustled off. Okay, so had a chance to lighten up somebody's day, have a little fun, ta-da-ta-da, and show that there is a way to get around the problem of a cold open without creating anxiety. And basically, you get around that by not doing the cold open, but providing an opportunity if someone wants to take it. And it's just, you know, I realize that people will just look at the costumes from the outside and they will think there's something wrong with me, that I've got a screw loose, that what's wrong with this guy, you know, whatever. Is he transgender? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. All these thoughts going through their head. But in fact, I do make an effort. I'm not always saying I get it right, but I do make an effort to think this stuff through. And it's not all just reason and logic and matrices. Granted, there is some intuitive feel for what's going on there, but it's just been astonishing to be more right than I've been wrong. And that is all due to the fact that I did this. All of his mail is in the wrong mailbox. Okay, just a second. My neighbor here, they put all of his mail in my mailbox because they weren't paying attention. So we're just going to put his mail in his mailbox, and then we're going to come forward, and I don't know where my mail is. Oh, there's lots of things down here. I'm getting my mail. One moment. Okay, we need this. It's just been delightful to have a hypothesize, because there's really been more than one, to have a hypothesis and then to say, okay, if that's true, then this would be true as well. And so far with the costumes, it's pretty much worked out like I thought it would. I will tell you, there are days on some of these costumes when I go, am I really going to do this? And then I think, yeah, I am. And then, you know, when I walk in and there's this explosion of joy, it's like, yep, this is worth doing. So it's been a fascinating adventure this year. Just really, really fascinating adventure. And more to come. I found out yesterday, I kept getting this little whisper in the back of my head, this little ping, 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 you know, because I didn't quite have the end of the year mapped out. I thought I did, and then I looked at it again, and I was like, eh. And I kept getting this ping, you know, ping, 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 you know. And so last night, again, I kind of opened it back up, and I just started looking. Turns out that what I thought was the third week in November is actually the first week. So that's Dear Santa Letter Week. And so I'm moving that. It actually starts on the 7th and goes for a week. But the first week, that's Saturday, is the 7th. And so that's fine. And that's going to be right after the election. So that'll be interesting. The next week I knew was World Kindness Day, which is fine. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy because I would guess the election will still be crazy, even though it's like the 13th. I would hope not, but, you know, things have been so weird this year. And I'm not going to talk about that because there were, like, new stuff that just came out. No, I'm not going to talk about that. But the next week, the 20th, turns out there is a National Absurdity Day. A National Absurdity Day. This day has my name written all over it. Oh, man. And 2 days before it is National Princess Day. Oh, man, so I'm working on that. Okay, so there you go. I still don't have anything for the 27th. I kind of have a t-shirt that I wore last year called Christmas is Coming. Really cute. It has Santa. It's really cute. Has Santa on this throne like Game of Thrones, you know, and it says Christmas is coming and Santa is sleeping, or at least we made him sleeping because my wife painted the t-shirt, painted over what was there. But then the throne of swords, I guess, that is in Game of Thrones. I never watched Game of Thrones. Is all candy cane. So it's really cute. It's really cute. Anyways, so all is well. All is well. It's been a gorgeous day outside today. Just absolutely gorgeous. I told my wife a couple of days ago, we were talking about life and moving forward in life. And her mom is with us right now because her mom cracked her knee. And we talked about that whole transition and that process. And, you know, we talked about getting older and getting feebler and all that kind of stuff. And I told her at that point, I said, sweetie, I'm really trying to make a concerted effort to just be grateful for every moment. Because I'm 61, about to be 62. You know, I would expect the next 10, 20, maybe 30 years, there's going to be some decline. And I told her, I'm just trying every day to be grateful, to just be grateful for my life, for the things that I've experienced, to treasure those things, store them up. Because we just never know. We never know what's ahead. We never know how quickly life might change. But we have moments. Each moment as it proceeds, we have moments where we can be quiet, or we can pause, or we can settle, refocus. When I walk outside and it's fall and there's a beautiful cool breeze and the sun is out, goodness, those moments are wonderful. And we can cherish those things. We can hold on to those things. And when we're going through difficulties and we're going through things that feel like are never going to end, and it feels like everything is shaking, the flesh is going to be really good about trying to tell us that the rest of our lives are going to be that. And if we don't, even if we don't have that thought specifically, sometimes when we look forward and there has been trouble, we approach the future with the idea that there will always be trouble. But as I was talking to a buddy, and I've mentioned on the podcast before, the flesh will try to get you always to see the bleakest future. But one thing you can do is you can just stop and tell yourself, you know what? I don't know that that's what the future is going to be like, because no one knows what the future is going to be like. And it might be bleak and it might be terrible, but it might not. If someone had told me 4 or 5 years ago that I was going to be doing costumes every week and I would be having as much fun as I am having with this, I would have just shaken my head like, what? And I would have pointed to all the reasons that would be impossible that started happening. If someone had told me that simply by starting to wear some socks and turning up the cuffs on my pants like 2 turns and being so afraid to go into Walmart wearing pants with the cuffs turned up 2 turns because who would they think I was, and was I going to get beat up for being some kind of weirdo? If someone had told me when I turned those cuffs up twice that in 2 or 3 years, I was going to be dressed in a skin-tight pink candy cane outfit prancing around in Walmart with only a satin ruffled apron tied around my waist, I would have told him, you're crazy. You are crazy. And if someone had told me that I was doing that and everyone was really enjoying it and having lots of fun and I was bringing joy to a lot of people, I would have said, yeah, but how? What? How? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. And yet in moving forward a step at a time, listening, responding, thinking about things, trying to figure out some of those base level things that are going on in humanity, one step after the other, and then stepping out. And not believing that everything you do is going to turn out terrible. But believing that if you build relationships, not only do those relationships allow you to open up and quote unquote get away with things. I'm not trying to get away with things, but quote unquote get away with things. But you can actually open that up and bring true joy to people's lives. What an honor. What an honor that is. You know, I've got notes, but I will just, it was about living in a simulation. And we'll just move that on for next week. And for this week, there's just this really important idea that you may be anxious about the future, maybe fretting about the future, but that's only because you believe the future is bleak. And the only reason that you believe the future is bleak is because the flesh is telling you the future is bleak. Because no one knows what the future will hold. No one knows. And if you don't know, there's a possibility it may be bleak, and if it is, we'll walk that out step at a time, day at a time. Or there is a possibility that it might be spectacular. And if it is, we'll walk that out step at a time, day at a time. And we will live within those moments and make sure to note those moments that we are grateful for. Because if you continually note those things, they begin to work in your spirit. And when your flesh does try to tell you, oh, the future is bleak, you can look back and say, you know, my past is not bleak. My past is filled with wonderful, glorious moments. And I just suspect that my future will be too. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.